The 49ers were back at work on Wednesday preparing for Super Bowl 47 in New Orleans. After having Monday and Tuesday off, the 49ers had already begun preparing for the Baltimore Ravens after turning the page from a very emotional victory in Atlanta.
I know a lot of guys celebrated, you know, afterwards, and, you know, we talked about on the plane back ride was a lot of fun, but, you know, we still got a lot of work cut out, and to get the ultimate goal was to win the Super Bowl, not just get there.
We felt like the game should have went the way it went in the second half early in the game, but it didn't go that way, but we was able to, you know, overcome the adversity and get the win for it.
You know, yeah, we were down 17-0, but you're in the middle of the game. You're on the sidelines there. You're just trying to get something going, and I think it really changed with that first drive, you know, getting that first score. All of a sudden, it's 17-7. You're back in it. You know, and then we scored again. You know, all of a sudden, yeah, you go in 24-14, but I think we had scored on our last two drives headed into halftime. So I think guys felt really good with the game plan and what was going on.
One of the things I loved seeing on the sideline was that nobody was panicking. Nobody was, you know, worrying about, oh, my gosh, are we going to be able to come back? Is this too big of a deficit? You know, what are we doing? Everybody just kept on executing and staying with the plan, and it all worked out.
Nobody blinks. I think the difference is nobody blinks. Nobody gets uptight. At the end of the day, it's football. You know, we feel like we can come back from anything. If everybody plays assignment football and we play 49er football, we can come back and fight through any adversity that we go through. And that's the type of coaches we have. And it goes down from the coaching staff to the players.
We realize, yeah, I mean, you're on the road against that type of team. To come back from 17 points down, doesn't happen all the time. So it's just one more way to drive home that thought of, you know, let's get this thing done this year. You know, let's make sure we handle business, put a little every little extra effort you can into making sure you know what you're doing this week and getting it done.
You know, a lot of people are saying in this locker room, you know, it's fun to celebrate the victory, and you know, it was a good victory in Atlanta, get us to this opportunity to play in the Super Bowl, but, you know, that's not the goal. You know, yeah, we can celebrate that win for a day, but, you know, we're going to feel like, you know, in 2 weeks if we don't come out victorious, we're all going to feel like crap when we let, you know, an opportunity go through our fingers.
We talked about the other day going into the Atlanta game. Don't let it slip away. We have guys that have put so much into this game, into this team, and you know, we want to make it happen for them, and that's a big motivator for a lot of the younger guys.
You know, Harbaugh likes us to play physical. They're brothers, so I think they're, you know, a physical team also. So you know, it's just a physical matchup. I think it's a, you know, a great matchup, you know, for the two teams. And you know, we'll see the better man who wins.
They pride themselves on playing physical brand of football. They have a lot of huge guys up there, especially up front. You know, Haloti's you know, one of the biggest human beings ever.
They're quick up front. They got some big guys, but they're quick. Their secondary looks pretty good. Ed Reed, we all know that he's a ball hawk. So we have to be careful in our decisions, you know, as far as throwing the ball and where we want to go.
You know, I think having Ray back makes a big difference for that team. And, you know, just the way that he plays the game and gets those guys fired up and motivated, gets them all on the same page. And, yeah, so it's going to be a great challenge.
I think everybody's hard work is paying off. Everybody's done a great job of getting on the same page. And we're changing the tradition around here, you know. You know, getting back to the old 49er ways, and just to get this organization back on track is a positive.
We got to bring this thing home. I mean, these don't come every year, and, you know, it's going to be tough to keep these type of teams together as well. So, you know, we feel the pressure to get it done and get it done now.